But Monday just goes from bad to worse. My headphones just broke on the left side. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 8:15. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Get down!
What?
I don't know.
Come on, do it. Get down.
Danny, get down.
Danny, get down. We haven't done Arnold in a while. Come on, dude.
Arnold, classic. You were talking about California earlier. That's why. California.
California. I'm the governor. Do it.
For some reason, I can't even say the name, but they voted me in.
It's crazy. I'm from Austria. I don't know anything about America. Do it.
But I'm huge. I pump iron.
Look at these arms. The massive. I do it. I lift the weights. Eat the protein. Come on.
Got like the Colombian Arnold, dude.
Come on, baby. We're gonna get all ripped. It's great. I do it. I do a curl and I squat and I it's lift like a, heavy things. I do it. I can't. I don't know. That was a terrible. I go in and out. It's bits and pieces that I do okay.
Yeah, you get some tones in there that are pretty good. Then you go because it goes straight Colombian sometimes.
Come on, do it, baby. Do it.
What a Lou Bega.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Lou Bega slash.
Yeah, it's a mix. Come on, the one, a two, a three, four, five.
Four, five.
That's also a little bit of, the count from Sesame Street in there, too.
Yeah, there you go. You're just throwing them, all the impressions into one.
Do the one, So stupid. Anyway, how do we get on that?
Get down! That's when I started the break.
That's literally how it started. It started with get down, and then it turned into Arnold Lou Bega count.
It's a live grenade.
Come on, do it. It's a live grenade. Do it. I don't know why I just say do it all the time. That's my linchpin right there is the do it. That's how I get myself back when I say do it. Come on.
Straight from the Predator. That's that part from the Predator.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Do it. Kill me. Do it now. Come on. Do it.
All right. Anyway. Well, should we do WTF now that we just wasted 3 minutes of people's lives? All right. Here we go.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
If people ever worried about not understanding this show, it's pretty simple. It's two morons just talking constantly.
Two morons just talking. Grumpier old man, basically. That's what it is.
Anyway, of course, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
Sup, Kay? Okay. All right. I have a couple here that I think would work. But, yeah, let's do this one. Okay, because the NBA one is good. Maybe I'll let you do that one tomorrow. But this one, the title alone, the headline alone. Cops in Orlando, Florida got a call last week. Cops! Come on, cops! They got a call last week about a 40-year-old guy named Gianfranco Fernandez, who was in the road blocking traffic by doing cartwheels. So 40-year-old guy just doing cartwheels in the middle of the road, okay?
Was he naked?
He was not naked. He was not naked. He was clothed. When the cops came, they tried to arrest him, but he managed to slip out of their hands. And then he tried to cartwheel away from them.
Damn.
Unfortunately, for him, cartwheels aren't actually a good escape move, and the cops easily detained him again and arrested him. He's been charged with resisting arrest and battery on a law officer.
What if this guy could just haul ass doing cartwheels, dude? Cops couldn't catch him. Just all of a sudden, psh, is that Sonic, dude? What?
Straight up, you know, Usain Bolt's away by doing cartwheels.
Well, see you later. See ya.
Smoke coming off of his hands and his feet as he just rips down Main Street in some town in Florida.
Did that guy just cartwheel away from us? Yeah. That's Cartwheel Jerry. That's what we call him.
Oh my God, there is video. I can't play the audio. This guy is just getting it. Look at him. He's in.
Now, is it a cartwheel or is it a round off? Because there's a lot of fifth grade girls that are saying, is it a cartwheel or is it a round off? Because I could never do a cartwheel. I could always round off.
I give him credit. He's doing a little bit of both. He's actually quite agile. And he's doing it in jeans, untied shoes, and a tank top.
What was this guy like, a previous clown?
I want to know what he's on. Okay, now he's sitting down. He's obviously tired. He's tired from the cartwheels. He throws his hat. He's blocking a garbage truck at this point.
And he's gone.
Where are the cops? Oh, there the cops got him. Okay, so hold on. I want to see.
He cartwheels away, huh?
He breaks free, and then he does a couple cartwheels and eludes him for just a second.
There you go.
You know what? I'm gonna link this video in the actual podcast because everyone has to see this guy cartwheel a grown man in jeans cartwheel away from a guy with a gun. He's cartwheeling away from a guy with a taser and a gun. Like, what are you doing? All right. There you go.
I had to shoot him. Yeah, he was cartwheeling away. I didn't know if he was dangerous or not. I've never seen this before.
To be fair, a taser on this guy would have been totally justifiable. No,
absolutely. He would have juiced him up. He would have gone faster.
He gets charged up and just takes off.
See ya.
All right. There's your WTF.